I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow, and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here, in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow, and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here, in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all. For it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all. For it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all. For it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, For I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow, and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all. For it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here, in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here, in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow, and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow, and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow, and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here, in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all. For it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here, in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all. For it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here, in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all. For it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, For I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here, in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all. For it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here, in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all. For it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow and substance, what matter these? I am God. I turn away from the world about me to the world of consciousness that lies within. I shut out all memories of the past and create no images of the future. I concentrate on my being, on my awareness. I slide deep into the very recesses of my soul to a place of utter repose. Here I perceive fact in the making, and I am conscious of the one being from which all beings spring. I know that this is immortal self. This is God. This is me. I am. I always was. I always will be. All men, all things, all space and time and life are here in the depth of my soul. Smaller than small, greater than great, meet and unite in me. That which I thought I was, ego, I never was at all, for it was a changing thing, mirroring the seasons and the tides, a thing to be born, grow, and die. I am not a thing of time and circumstance. I am spirit, pure and eternal, birthless, deathless, and changeless. I am patient, for I am all time. I am wise, for I contain the knowledge of all things. I know not pain, for I see there is no beginning and no end, and he who suffers pain must see beginning and end. I am rich, for there is no limit to the abundance I may create for my own very self. I am successful, for I need only think to achieve. I am loved and am beloved. All things are myself, and I am all things. I unite, I fuse, I become one with universal subconscious mind. The mask of vanity and ego I shall never wear again. I perceive the magnificent dweller at the center of my consciousness, and I know him to be my very self. Time, space, shadow, and substance, what matter these? I am God.